at its core. Christian faith is concerned with the very purpose of human existence. As creatures created in the image of the Creator God, among our highest purposes is creativity. We are made by God to create, to fashion and form, invent and imagine, compose and produce, spawn and construct, to plant and to build. Among our highest purposes is creativity. Also, among our highest purposes is to imitate God in resting, that we might delight in that which has been created. Creation and rest, creation and Sabbath, these are bound together. God created, then rested. For 6 days did God create. For 6 days did God busy Godself with the purposes of creation. But on the seventh day, on the Sabbath day, God did rest. God grew idle. God paused to luxuriate in idleness. And God liked it so well, this rest, that God made it a commandment. God made it a commandment, one of the ten, to rest on the Sabbath day. Everything and everyone is to rest, even servants. Imagine this. Imagine it is evening on the Sabbath day, and the servant has not worked all day. The master did not make the servant work all day long, but it's getting late, and the master's getting hungry. And the master says to his servant, "Fetch me my dinner." And from heaven, a voice bellows, God bellows from heaven to the master, "It's a Sabbath day, man. Fetch your own dang dinner." See, Sabbath, the idea of Sabbath, it is subversive. Subversive of hierarchy, subversive of class, subversive of productivity. The Sabbath day is for everyone, even working animals. It says so in the Bible, even beasts of burden get the day off. God commands it. Creation and Sabbath are bound together in this sanctuary. We gather here each Sabbath day to linger and dawdle, to dilly-dally with God and with each other. And I'm going to invite you now to dawdle, to linger, to join with me in meandering around the sanctuary and visiting some of the art that has been created, that brings the creation into this place. You're invited to, because it's a Sabbath day, you can sit or you can join me and wander around. You can do whatever you want, and I will use my laser pointer to point out some of the things. But if you'd like to come here, there are some things you can only see from here. And if you don't want to move, I took some pictures and they're on your bulletin cover, so you have some things to see. In the beginning it says, God created the heavens and hung the lights in the sky, right? And separated day from night, we have our two Tiffany windows, which only the clergy and the choir can see. There's the sunset, the night, and here's the sunrise, the alpha window on the right. And God created the blue sky above, and below us, the green, green earth. And then God instructed the earth to put forth vegetation. And I want you to notice that on the panels in both of these galleries, in the quadrifoils, are each of these is a different biblical plant that have been researched by whoever did this. And each of these is a different. So if you add this side and that side, there are 38 different biblical plants and flowers in the sanctuary. If you come over here, if you walk down that way, you can see, tell me what you see over there. Terrence, can you tell me what that is? You can go closer. I've put him on the spot. It's a bird, a mother bird feeding her baby bird. Okay, I'm going to lead the way. You're going to have to be a little behind me, but we'll get there. We'll go this way through here. Over here, above Enzo's head, our usher, thank you, Enzo, is, for those of you who can't see, there's a bird's nest here with three eggs. And can anybody see what that is? Sam, can you see what that is? It's a snail. Well done. It's a little snail. So we even have snails that washed up upon our shores. Here at what we, having been a Church of the Brahmins, called Top Hat level, are carvings of wheat and grapes mostly, but acorns and acorn leaves as well. But the best goodies are back here in the stone screen. You have to be tall to see this little creature right here. He's like a little creature that's wrapped in here. Yeah, here's a beautiful squirrel right here, right? And over here we have what I only think of is the stonemason's son was practicing. It's a little hard to tell exactly what it is, but it's kind of wonderful, even if it's very hungry and it's eating grapes. Here we have dinosaur birds, I think. Dinosaur birds. And here, these are among my favorites, are the dragons. And you'll notice all the plants and everywhere, and I think these are waves, ocean waves, right? And here's what we call the rabid rabbit. He also was the stonemason's son, I think, working on that guy. And over here, anybody see what we have here? A snail. This is a big snail. And keep coming around because we have more creatures. And you all, it'll take you a while to follow around, but after I'm done, you can still walk around, and then the choir's going to have you can walk during their anthem, I promise. Here is, I think, one of my favorites in here. What's that? An owl, really great owl. Isn't he good? And then, because we have to have Slithery and Scaly. Benjamin, tell me what you see over here. A lizard, a big muscular lizard. There's a good picture of him on the front of your bulletin if you haven't seen it. So I'm going to go back to the pulpit to finish, but you can keep wandering around. This is the Sabbath day. You can do whatever you want. You can sit or you can wander. You are at ease with each other in God's house. And having made all of these things, finally at last, did God bend down, bend low, kneel upon the new earth, the fragrant, musty soil, and form and shape and mold and breathe life, breathe agency into creatures made in God's own image. And God made them short and tall, round and lean, serious and funny, shy and bold, bow-legged and pigeon-toed. God made them straight and gay, and God wrapped and dipped them in different earthen hues, burnished bronze, amaretto, whipped mocha, terrazzo brown, deepest onyx, golden wheat, and palest cream. And church, look around you and behold what and who and how God has created us. And God loved them, and God blessed them. And I say to you, bless you. And let the whole church say,